Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Hi, my name is Kayo Denaire,
and it's great to have your back on the Showman Code. Yeah, it's been a while, and in all honesty, I had to make a quick return as I've started to plan the second series, or the second season, if you don't mind me saying. And this second season is heavily focused at the modern man, and it's going to be called The Man in the Mirror. Please look out for it. It's going to be a podcast that's going to cater to men in a very unique way, and it's a seed that leads on to a lot more. One, it's great to be back, and the reason in which I've had to create this podcast, and there might be a few more, build up, of course, to the launch of the Man in the Mirror series, or the Showman Code. But today, I want to drop a quick message, and it's to do with selling, not telling. And the message is aimed at two key stakeholders. One of them, businesses. And the other, entrepreneurs and partners, people in relationships. Now, what am I saying and what is this about? I think for so long, when we as entrepreneurs or business owners or startups, we tend to make this big mistake by first and foremost believing that our number one fan will always understand. A number one fan sees the vision, and which means everything is perfect and they can connect with it. But we miss the trick that the same way that we're pitching to investors, to customers, we need to constantly sell, repackage the concept, the changing faces, the Lego pieces of a business, of an idea to our number ones. Because in those moments where it feels impossible, lonely, hard to connect, or no hope in sight, your number one fan would always be that person that would usher you on. But if what you've been hinting is the negative vibes of what's been going around, or the funds not arriving, or customers not buying, when things get hard, that number one fan would also step in to protect you and then ask you if this is the right purpose or the right direction you're heading. Now let's bring it to the businesses. We have this whole great setup where everybody's quitting their jobs, moving on to the quick fix, a quick way of making money, rather than sticking with a 9-to-5. And yes, there are lots of factors, which of course is on a global scale, just here in the UK, or in whatever country you're listening to this from. But it's happening on a global scale. And of course, with the introduction of AI, which I believe is amazing in the right hands, and really scary in the wrong hands. And as you can see from T2, for any of you Terminator fans, you understand that we didn't win the battle, but hey, let my faith take control, God forbid. But what I'm saying to businesses is, as we're approaching this whole change, or this crossroad that we're all trying to navigate around, I think it's time that businesses start to sell their brands back to their staff. I think we've gone past the stage where a business believes that the name of their brand should justify the reason why people must work with them, or why businesses keep doing the same old, and expect staff to not look up for a better and bigger offer. Most times it's not money. Most times it's feeling that you're part of something, not just a number. And I think a lot of managers, most importantly, a lot of CEOs, need to sit down, look at their mission and vision, trying to put it all in one, and speak to their marketing team and come up with a plan on how they can pitch the business back to the staff. How they can not just get excited and put them on a new training course, or put them on the next new gadget out there, but actually show them that they care. Show them that they're part of something that has, that could have a global impact. That they're part of something bigger than just a job. This might not be for you, but to whoever this is for, in whatever situation you're in, both as a business and as an individual, it's time you stop telling people things. It's time you start to sell. And when we think of selling, one key thing is what comes to mind. Leave a good enough impression to make people want to come back for more. As I said, it's great to be back here. They're going to be bits and bobs of these popping up. You know me, I try my best not to make a picture perfect. So at least it shows, it has a more human touch, which has always been me if you've ever listened to any of my previous podcasts. But do check them out on The Showman Code. So as always, my name is Keo Tanea. I look forward to putting something together based on another topic. But in relationship to this, please, it's time to sell. Stop telling. In selling, do people see the bigger picture? In selling, do you connect with their emotions, their passion? And when you have those two, creativity becomes endless. Have a great week. Have a great month. Be good to yourself and keep strong. Take care. Bye for now.
This week's episode has come to an end, but the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.